Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking forward to the weekend. Thursday was Thursday, Thursday. Today is Friday, Friday.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
Wow. On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I might guess that Brian today out at Bethpage has encountered somebody of the sort. Or a lot of people who maybe give you the impression they've been through a lot of drinking today.
Yeah. As the afternoon session was just getting underway, one of the announcers, you weren't in the room, I don't know who said it, they're like, boy, the crowd is a very different temperature here. The crowd is different than it was this morning. I'm like, they've had six more hours to drink. What are we doing here? Of course it's different.
Brian's on the scene. Has it gotten rowdier? Even though the U.S. is losing, maybe that hasn't helped to have it be rowdier.
I've definitely blushed hearing some things today from the crowd, from the bleachers around me that I've been hearing from just random people saying things out loud to the European players. It's been an interesting day for sure. This is the first time that I've been on course for a Ryder Cup, and definitely interesting. The other PGA Tour events and the major championships that I've been to, there's been kind of, you know, for the most part, golf etiquette and encouragement, but I haven't been at one really where there's been the booing and the jeering and the joke yelling out loud and the crowd reacting to misses. For the most part, though, I feel like it's been okay. I mean, obviously on TV, maybe you've heard something different. I've only been at the holes that I've heard. But overall, I think considering it was almost 80 degrees and sunny on a Friday here, and it feels like half of New York City is on the golf course right now. I think overall, at least, unless you could tell me something differently from the television coverage of it, I feel like it's been decently supported by the fans in a lighthearted way in some sense.
Yep, I wouldn't know different. How many of these things were said by the president, by the way, that made you blush? Any? Or no? These were just random people?
Yeah. That was the first time that I had seen the president in person, and I was very fortunate. I know, Mike, I texted you about this, that I was able to take in the entire first tee experience from the seats right behind it for the afternoon four ball session, but that's when the president was there, and we had to go through a Secret Service check down in order to get into the first tee bleacher area. And I mean, just as many, you know, troopers and Secret Service people that you would imagine that is around there, around the bleachers that holds 30,000 people, that it was definitely on display.
Well, it's been in maybe the, in terms of the crowds and the vibes, a somewhat typical Ryder Cup, how it's different from other, all other golf events. It's also been kind of typical on the scoreboard. Or am I saying too much there, Brian? I mean, the States have won the last two Ryder Cups at home. As we speak, they're down 5-2 with the final match of the day on 18 tied. So they could still get to 5-3. Maybe this is really big, isn't it? 5-3 might not feel like that bad a day.
I agree. Considering the number one player in the world who's supposed to be dominating did nothing and made nothing, and probably he's in line, though, with many on the U.S. team that didn't make any putts throughout the course of the day. I was out on the 11th hole. Back-to-back groups come through. Bryson's got a chance to make birdie. He doesn't. And then Rahm ends up making a putt. And then, again, with Fleetwood the next time coming through, it just seems as – and Scheffler had missed it, too. So, like, there's opportunities for the U.S. to kind of, like, grab hold or put pressure back on. Both times they miss, kind of disappointment, and then – the European player jumps right on the doorstep there and comes through with a putt. And I think how I feel about the clutchness of the European putting is something that I feel like I'm almost over exaggerating it, but I feel like it's all I watch. I watch the Americans have an opportunity to maybe get themselves either back in the match or grab hold of it. They miss putts, and then Europe always seems to be able to convert in those situations. The same handful of pressure players that always come through, it's Rose, it's Rory, it's Fleetwood. These guys just love this moment. I don't get it in the sense that why the Americans just seem to be unable to, in these pressure situations, not putt as well. I mean, Scheffler has dominated golf. And it's not like he hasn't beaten European players, but, man, he made nothing today overall. And I probably saw at least five or six of his holes where he was putting for a legit opportunity to make a putt and just didn't do it. So I don't know what happens with the U.S. in this situation, and maybe I am overstating it too. Like you said, it's not like they haven't been able to defend their home turf, and this isn't over yet, but it just feels like in my last 20 years of paying close attention to this event, anytime there's like a clutch moment on the green, it always seems like Europe beats out the U.S.
Speaking of clutch moments, as you're talking here, all four players were about 100, between 110 and maybe Rory's 80, 96 yards out. And Cantlay from the fairway just shanked a wedge into the bunker on the green side. So at least Burns is on and has a look at a birdie putt. We'll see what Rory does here. He's put his just about the same as Burns. And Lowry's on the green side of that. Yeah, he's on the green, but probably 10 feet further away. Anyway, on Scheffler, Brian, I wonder, we were talking a little bit in here, like how he spoke during the year about how his priorities are and how, you know, these tournaments, he wins and it leaves him not really feeling much in the hours and days afterward. I wonder if that's a window into him not really having an extra gear for something that the European team seems so invested in and emotionally up for. I wonder if Scheffler just can't really get there, and that's he's their best player. He's the best player in the world, but, you know, maybe it's a tough spot to have your best guy be wired the way he is.
I think it's a good point. I mean, I think the U.S. team top to bottom is not as deep as Europe, and I think we talked about that in our preview. And so if you have the best player, which on paper the U.S. do, he has to play. He has to, at the very least, not lose you points. And he goes 0 for 2 today. So that's not obviously something that you'd want to have come through when this tournament ends up starting. You know, I don't know. I go back to, like, who are the best players all time here in my adult lifetime here, the last 25, 30 years? Well, we know it's Scheffler, and then you probably go back to Tiger. Tiger's record in the Ryder Cup during team formats was a losing record. Now, singles, he ends up doing okay, but again, he's out there on his own. I don't want to compare Scheffler's attitude to Tiger's because they are different.
Right.
Tiger wanted to win all the time, but there's that same mentality of, like, how much do they value the Ryder Cup versus their major resume, their individual resume? And I don't want to say that Scheffler's not trying to win here in any sense, any harder than he would anywhere else, but, man, he's able to raise his game to the best of anybody in these other individual tournaments, but this one so far, just lackluster from him. It's kind of similar to what we've seen from Tiger and Mickelson in the past when they've been criticized for being the best players in the world and not dominating in an event like this.
Cantlay playing out of the bunker on 18 green. Matches tied here. Cantlay, Burns versus McIlroy, Lowry. Can you see it, Brian, by the way, from where you are? Or no? Are you watching this too?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
So you'll have to take me through it here.
Okay.
While we're watching here.
Cantlay
yeah.
plays out to maybe 6 feet, but three, at least two, makeable birdie putts here around him. Brian Koziol at Bethpage for the Ryder Cup. On the other side, Fleetwood is one guy. I mean, Fleetwood developed a reputation this year in the States for blowing tournaments almost, like just failing to win. Then he wins the playoff, so he gets on the board there. 5-0 in these four-ball format where they alternate shots. I feel like that's a really special set of traits for somebody to be have a record like that, because I feel like, A, they have to be able to keep their opponent out of trouble. You know, like guys hitting it into the tent and whatnot. I mean, probably Fleetwood is playing in a way where he's avoiding that. And I think maybe other also, Brian, like there's a personality element to it with him that he sort of maybe is good at. And McIlroy might have said this morning when they played together, Fleetwood Mac, that he just is somebody that is easy to like and is maybe supportive after a miss, that kind of thing.
I would agree. I think he's really, really good at knowing how to play this format, that foursomes, that alternate shot format. He's very, very good at it. I think some of these players, they take this mentality on of like, okay, look, I'm going to make sure no matter what, I don't end up putting my partner in trouble. And I think he does that really, really well. I think a lot of these European players do it really well. But for Fleetwood, who hasn't had in Ryder Cup experience, kind of maybe the, I don't know, use the word choke that we used earlier in the year when he individually couldn't get wins. I wonder how much confidence that really gave him, winning that FedEx Cup title, coming into this weekend, probably feeling like he's playing as good as anybody in the world right now. So for him, who's always played really well in these international events, now you throw in the fact, okay, I've kind of personally overcome what has been a real, real bugaboo for myself, which is closing out an individual tournament. Now he's got that under his belt. I think he's probably thinking this weekend is just, you know, I'll go in terms of how he's feeling inside in between his two ears right now.
McIlroy and Burns here are, I think, really close together.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if they've already decided who will play. It looks like Burns will play first. It almost looks like Burns might be stepping on McIlroy's mark, but I guess not. Like, that would be an interesting one if he were to do that.
Sure would.
He'd want McIlroy to play first, but even if you're going to step into my mark in this situation, I might want you to play first.
Yeah, their putts are similar enough. I would think Rory would definitely want to get a read off of what Burns is doing here.
10 feet, Burns misses right. So we're not going to win. We might tie, but we're not going to win.
The best you can do is tie. If Rory makes this putt, then it's going to be 6-2 going into tomorrow.
Right. How about Rahm today, Brian? Did you get close to him? He put on a show, I thought.
I did. I watched him, and he was great. That hole on 11 I mentioned earlier, he made a real good putt. Yeah, he putted great, even off the first tee, like for him getting out there right away, performing with the pressure to start in the first group in both morning sessions and the afternoon sessions. He kind of led the charge and ended up, you know, coming through with 2 points. For him, you know, we know obviously going to live, he comes to the majors and then he's kind of up and down and we're like, well, is he going to be back this year? He had some opportunities to maybe win in majors. He's a player I really, really like watching. I think I know he's got a little feisty attitude at times, but I still think, like, in terms of the PGA Tour players that left to go to live, I know Bryson probably is going to be one that everybody would want back just because he draws eyeballs and attention. He's entertaining. But I think Rahm is right there for me. If I would steal one back to watch regularly more on the PGA Tour, I think Rahm is a player that I'm really, really entertained by watching play. And I think he's got a little bit of all of us in ourselves in the sense, not comparing our golf games, but, you know, there's that frustration, kind of fierceness, that high competitive level, like, if you know, whether it's golf or any other sport that you play, like, I feel like we've all got a little of that inside of us. But at the same time, I think he also handles himself pretty well overall. I think he's a guy that's easy to root for.
McIlroy misses left, so the match ends in a tie, halved. 5.5 to 2.5 is the score going into Saturday. Do you have, so it's the same format tomorrow, foursomes and then four ball. Do you have any thoughts on, like, how the USA should line up to try to make a comeback here? Is there somebody who, like, Scheffler can't go to the bench, can he?
No. I know he's 0-2, but I think you have to play him. you know, God, who do you say? I'm fine with not seeing Colin Morikawa play anymore. I feel like he's somebody that has just not performed well. I even questioned him being on the team at all. I know, I guess, big name-wise why he ends up getting on it, but I thought he was really bad today. I mean, I think probably Keegan's got to go back and say, look, even though maybe I had a plan for Saturday, maybe I've got to change it up a little, because there really wasn't much magic. The only two players that I feel like have had consistency together, and also in previous Ryder Cups, has been the Cantlay-Shoffley pairing. I don't know if Cantlay physically is maybe able to play again. Yeah. He went both today, but
both to 18.
And those two, oh yeah, that's right. He went the distance. Those two are very close and very tight. So I feel like as long as Cantlay physically is able to do it, I think I throw them and him and Shoffley back together. I think you got to play Bryson and Scheffler again, even though they weren't as successful as they need to be. I just think their talent is too much to throw them away. Thomas is somebody that you probably have to throw back out there. Him and Cam Young did really well. They had their biggest win, so maybe that's another pair that you put out there together here to start the morning. If they lose another session tomorrow morning, it's going to feel mathematically like it's almost over, I feel like, at this point. I know it won't be officially, but, you know, being down, what, 5.5, 2.5 right now, right. If you lose another session, could be 4 or 5 or some, you know, 4.5, somewhere in that area, I feel like it's going to feel like an insurmountable margin at that point.
2.5 to 1.5 in the morning, which would be progress versus this morning, would make it 8-4, to your point.
Right.
That doesn't sound good.
I wonder how Bradley's, who we're talking about, he's the captain, he's the one who's got to make these choices. I wonder how that goes, right? It feels a little bit like the manager going out to the mound. I'm thinking of Grady Little and Pedro Martinez in the 03 ALCS. You know, do you want to come? How do you feel? Like, I'm good. I'm going to keep going. Like I feel like if Bradley goes to Cantlay, he's going to tell him, yeah, I want to go. But Bradley maybe should be thinking about the fact that he flubbed a 100-yard wedge shot into a green with the match still on the line.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Maybe that's fatigue from having played 36 holes today.
And let's face it, they are playing at 7-something in the morning tomorrow. So it's not like it's going to be like a lot of recovery time in some sense. So even if there's something he wants to work on golf-wise, like, I don't know, what time are you waking up to do this? These guys have their routines, their breakfast, their stretching, their range work, their putting work. Like, I mean, this is you're probably talking a 4:30 to 5 a.m. wake-up call. Beyond the fact of getting to the course, even if they are staying close, like there's a lot of logistics involved in that. So, yeah, Mike, you just said it, two full 18-hole matches. He was the last one off. So maybe that's something that he'll think about. But I don't know. I mean, who on the U.S. side today really said, I deserve to go back out there? That's the thing. Like, I guess I could argue almost against all of them playing. That might be the easiest argument, is tell me why they shouldn't play, and I think I can probably give you a reason for all 12 of them.
Yeah, he really can't lay, not to pile on him here with this wedge shot he missed, but he had like a 2 or 3 footer that could have won them a hole. Two holes before, I think, that he just missed, too. And I don't know if that's fatigue, but I mean, he goated pretty hard at the end, I think.
Well, yeah, we know last year was a big story of the controversy, you know, with him and McIlroy going at it and whatever it was with the hat and all that sort of stuff. He, if there's any U.S. player that's taking some ribbing from the small contingent of European fans, it's Cantlay, because he's standing over the ball forever. I did see over here on one of the greens, the European crowds, you know, here and there, there's a collection of them counting out loud while Cantlay was standing over his putt. So
yeah.
It wasn't Sergio back here in 02 for the U.S. Open when they were counting the waggles that was very loud, but right. It reminded me of it in some small sense.
Right,
right. And, you know, interesting point about, we'll let you go here, Brian, how much time guys have to recover and, you know, adjust. They're using all the daylight they have, pretty much. Like, maybe you have a little bit of time between rounds, but not much. I mean, you have to eat and rest a little bit, perhaps. But, you know, I turned it on this morning at 6 and it was dark. I mean, none of this is a surprise. I know times and things. And, you know, they're ending here at 6:15 and it's almost going to be dark, what, like an hour or hour and 20 or so.
And even being a little bit more Easter, I'm noticing it's darker earlier than it is in Western New York. So, I mean, it might be even a half hour less of daylight than what we have at home.
On the back end, right. Yeah. Okay, hope it was a great day.
Really was. That was a bucket list thing for me. I'm looking forward to going back tomorrow to maybe watch it in a little different manner, but I really wanted to get to that first tee box.
Mm-hmm.
They had the national anthem playing. They had all the music playing in between the announcements, the crowd reactions. Like, it lived up to it for sure. The spectating, I wouldn't say, was maybe as good as other majors because it's only four groups. It's tougher to do it. But that first tee was definitely something I wanted to do at some point in my life, and I really, really enjoyed that hour and a half or so that I was there during that afternoon session when they all went off one.
Very nice. Thanks for your time, Brian.
Okay, guys, thanks. Have a great weekend.
Brian Koziol, Tee to Green, our Saturday morning golf show. One thing I have to say, because the coverage can be kind of stilted, they did actually, I heard a couple times, call Keegan Bradley by his first name.
Oh, not just Captain Bradley?
Right. I've heard that too. Mm-hmm. But they did call him Keegan a couple of times, which I thought was probably too informal for the Ryder Cup.
The disrespect.
Yeah, the normalcy of it, I appreciated. Calling a guy by his name and not just throwing captain around all day like you're just, you know, talking down to us. I mean, he is Captain Bradley, but I liked, you know, that they didn't always call him that. Yeah, that's what he's paid for now is, yeah, you had a great day, you're going to sit. And you want to play, but you're going to sit. Like, that's what he's paid for now.
Yeah, that's the gig. Yeah. And those aren't easy choices. And I don't know, you know, I don't know that Cantley's tired. I just know he finished badly.
He made a great putt on 17 that was halved.
Oh, right.
But
that's right. Good.
Around that, he had a couple of flubs.
Yeah.
All right. Love the Ryder Cup. Day two tomorrow, Europe in the lead by 3 points. Next, our chat with Theo Greminger, some fantasy advice for week 4, Bills and Saints. What is Chris Olave? Speaking of New Orleans, how high is the ceiling for James Cook? Here we are again with Cook, just touchdowns week after week. He's got a streak going. We'll have our chat with Theo next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. This is Football Friday. We'll be back in a snap. That's brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.